What we really do need is a real spell of a week's cold, hard frost in order to change this. But, I mean, I'm coming into work in the morning, and it's 8 degrees in my car. You know, I mean, that's unheard of. And as long as we have this type of weather, then these flu, and adults in particular, or children in particular, are going to be the main people who are going to suffer as a result of this. And that is why that I'm saying, you know, I think that after the Christmas break now, there might be a little lull in it, but once they go back to school again, once they're back to school for a week or two, then I think the rate of absenteeism is going to go right up, and you'd be far better off being proactive rather than reactive and saying, you know, maybe we should just close it down at this stage, or at least, you know, make some decision.
And in terms of the vaccine, Doctor, are you saying in essence that the vaccine is not necessarily the only answer, that we do need this more hands-on solution?
Yes, we do need this more hands-on solution, and as I said, they have given us the situation now that they are advising us as GPs to continue to give the flu vaccine, and definitely the people should continue to get the flu vaccine. Those that haven't had the flu, so to speak, as yet, we're particularly advising that all pregnant women should actually get flu vaccine. So we're giving it to all pregnant women at this point as well, because it is a very, 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 very severe condition at the minute. And while the vaccine is so much, and can do so much, at the end of the day, you know, it's to try and prevent it getting any worse. And I can see this going dragging on into February and March.